Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, Al Habeya, if you eat eggs, the Yamine Kufru, any type of Bosa trash, any type of meat, but Chilo Mevor Shahakum, Ulibsaif Burin of Hosh Rabbis. If these are called Hoshava Achilas, an egg or meat, you have to make a Burin of Hoshes. Al Birokaloi, Rav Yitzchak holds if you eat vegetables, even though you make a Burin of Priyadoma, you don't have to make a Burin of Achrein. It's not Hoshiv enough, you don't make a Burin of Hoshes. Rav Yitzchak Amar no, afilu yirok. Even on vegetables, also you have to make a burn of bushes. Avamayaloi, if you just drink water, you have to make a shakum mitchila. It's not chashiv enough to make a burn of bushes at the end. We have proper Amar no, afilu maya. And that's what we hold lalacha, no matter what you eat. If you eat a gezayis of it, at the end, at least you have to make a burn of bushes. Even water, you have to make a burn of bushes if you drink a revius of water. Shashi avirokaloi, so on the ruchi achreya, he doesn't have to make a bracha achreya. Tomorrow, Mazutra Ovid Krab Yitzchak Baravdimi. He did like a Yitzchak Baravdimi, the first one, that only make a burn of pushes on eggs and meat. Krab Simi Barashi Ovid Krab Yitzchak. He did like a Yitzchak that says even on Eurotus you have to make a burn of pushes. Tomorrow, Simnach Chav Kitrei, the one that has only one name, did like the one that has two names. Utrei, the one that has two names, the Chav did like one. Trashi Chav Kitrei, Mazutra. Shuska kan yochid b'loy shem aviv. Mazutra just put down himself, not with his father's name. Aviv Krab Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Shuska b'shmoy u'b'shem aviv. He was put down like two names, his name and his father. Utrei kichad mizma bar Avashi. Shuska b'shmoy b'shem aviv. He's put down like the two names. Aviv Krab Yitzchak shuska yichid. Abuzati Gemara. Amu Ravashi. Ano zimno duchimakarno. When I remember, avimne kakulo. I do like everybody that's Rashi Afkrep Popa, that's Talocha, that even on water, if you drink a revius of water, you have to make a burn of pushes. The more Tanakh is the Mishnah, Mishnah Nida, Kol She Toin Brochli Achro, Toin Brochli Afon. We never have something, you have to make a broch afterwards, you don't have to make a broch at the beginning. Broch at the end means it was a broch at the beginning. Of the Vyesh, there are certain cases, She Toin Brochli Afon, you only have to make a broch at the beginning. The Ain Toin Brochli Achro, you don't have to make a broch afterwards. The more this time of the Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi lachuki yiroka, it's sad to say a vegetable. You make a burn pri adam to start off with, but you don't have to make a bracha achrayin. You don't make a burn of bushes. The Rav Yitzchak, it's also good lachuki mai. He owes by water enough to make a burn of bushes. El Rav Papa lachuki mai. According to Rav Papa, no matter what you eat, any bracha rishon you make, you always have to make a bracha achrayin. And if you drink water, you have to make a burn of bushes. So where's the Mishnah Nida saying you don't have a bracha achrayin? And the Gemara lafuki mitzvahs. It means by mitzvahs, we make our tzitzis. We only make a broch rishon, we don't make a broch achreinu. So the Gemara of Nei Marava, by Neretz Yisrael, the Bosad and the Sarkit Filayu, after they would take off the tefillin, Mevorcha, they made a broch achreinu on mitzvahs. Asher kirishonu b'mitzvahsa v'tzivonu lishma chukah. It's a taste to start about it only by tzil, not by your mitzvahs. Only by tzil they made the broch. I'll call upon him a mole, some mitzvahs do have a broch achreinu. So where's the Mishnah Nida talking about that there's no Bracha Achreina? And the Gemara Lafuki Mai, what is Lafuki? Lafuki Rechim. We have before, if you smell, when you have to make a burn, Minei B'samim, they're only Kavei a Bracha Rishayna, but not a Bracha Achreina. No matter how much smelling you smell, it's not such a Choshev Hanor that goes into the group. It's only like going into Neshama, so you only need a Bracha Rishayna, not a Bracha Achreina. Rashi calls Shetoyin Bracha Mishnah Masechta Nida. Lemute Yirok of a Koshchen Mai, Lemute Mitzvahs, and the Vorkin Shemasalkin is filling the tzitzis. The Achat Chi Yashayf of Lulu. We don't make a bracha achorayna. Omer Rav Yana, Omer Rav, Kol Shu Kebeitza, any type of a food that's the same size of an egg, you should know Beitza Tei V'menu. An egg is more, it's better off eating the egg than any other food. Ki Yossi Rav in Omer, Tova Deyusa Migugusa, if you have a roasted egg, mishisa kaisi sutas, better than six kaisa, that's a measurement of selus of flour. So it's much better a roasted egg. Rashi kol shu kebeitza. Ein lucha min maich, another type of a food, that sheer kebeitza, the same size of an egg, shloitei beitza toivu le gufa mimenu. That eating the egg is better for your guf than that food. Nigulosa rashi tsluya. If you roasted the egg, lecha, veraka, I mean, you roasted a little bit. You didn't make it a hot egg. You made it a soft roasted egg. It's a soft oyster, you roasted it in the fire. It's kaisa trashi midas mazrikas lug. So it's better than six lugim of flour. Kiyosi rabdi miyoma. Tova v'yusa nigloso mishisa matvisa. Mishisa. Same thing. If you roasted the egg, a soft roasted egg is better than 6 mugim of flour. Matvisa, if you made a hard boiled egg, then me arba. It's only better than 4 saws of flour. Lulushoto, if you cooked it, then cooking here means first it's a soft egg, is kol shulke beitza, beitza tevi menu. It, any, here's the first halacha. So we said any food the same size of an egg, egg is better. But only just the same size of an egg. But not that egg is better like 3 or 5 times more than the other food. The vami bisra, only meat. If we have a soft boiled egg, then meat the same size of that could be just as good as the egg. Drashi milguta, mishisa, tuva, mishisa, kaisa. You have a roasted egg, that's the best. That's better than 6 mugim of flour. Metzvisa drashi tsluyi koshi. You roasted it, but you made it hard already. Then teva miyabur kaisa. It's only better than 4 like lugim of flour. Mubashota, v'mayim, you only cooked it in water. And Rav Yanai, that's what Allah, Rav Yanai, in this case, Rav Yanai said that kol shuka beitza, any other food that's the same size of an egg, beitza teva menu, beitza is better than that, hablavami bisra. And a some boiled egg, meat can be just as good or better, meat can be better than the egg. Right, Rav Kiva Omer Afilu Ochal Sholot. Rav Kiva, the Mishnah said, even if you eat a vegetable and you're full, you have to bench. For the Gemara, me you could meet you, you have a Sholot Mizaini. Where's the case that he gets filled up eating Sholokas, vegetables? Omer Rav Ashi, the Klach Shal Kruv Shonu. It means only the Klach, it means the hard part of the Kruv of the cabbage. Trash the Klach Shal Kruv Shonu. Shumazin. That fills you up. The Tanya Lekamon Kruv Lemozin. Eating cabbage, that fills you up. It's only by cabbage that you get filled up. But all the Iraqis, you don't get filled up. Yeah, there's a Messias. No, Kruv. No, it's a Messias. Kruv cabbage is the filling thing.
What I mean is, it's anything
long enough. Different, something else. Not going to call you full. You just took away your hunger right now. You don't feel, you feel satisfied. But a few minutes later, you're going to feel hungry again. That's enough to mean it. Lozen means something that satisfies for a longer period of time. You take bread, it keeps you satisfied for a longer time. Vegetables, just like go through you. So the time it's in your stomach working, sure, you feel satisfied. But it goes through much faster, you get hungry much faster. That's not called Lozen. Right? Tana Rabon, Tochol Atzmilit is Yofelish Naim, it's very good for the teeth because it's hard to chew. The Koshin of Nei Naim was no good for the digestive system. Krishim, Drashi Karsi, some type of beans, is Koshin Lishnaim, like it's very bad for the teeth. The Yofel of Nei Naim, but that is good for the insides, for the intestines, for the digestive system. So the more Kol Yerichai will soon be masked in all these cases. Kol yerichai, eat a raw vegetable, merit. It makes you a little bit pale. So it's not. Trashi, kol yerichai, merit. Trashi, neifil teriyah parim. Takes away a little bit your color, your face. It makes you a little pale. The kol cotton, eat an unripe vegetable, maktin. It's no good for you. Trashi, kol cotton, shalai godo kotzorka. It's unripe yet. The kamakorish kamakotzorka. It's maktin. It makes you small. The kol nefesh, meshiv es a nefesh. Trashi, nefesh means dover chai. Anything raw. Hanechel sholem, it's eating full, kagrein dogem kipanim, shegodle kotzorkin. If you ate a whole sardine, that's a good thing. V'chol nefesh is meshiv es nefesh. V'chol korol of nefesh, any meat that comes near where the nefesh of the behemoth was, is meshiv es nefesh. It's good meat to eat. It also makes you healthy. Kruv lemozin, if you eat cabbage, that fills you up. Utradin, beets, the refuah, that's good for refuah. Oyloi labayis shalefas averas b'toichel. Oyvein is no good if the house eats a lot of vegetables. So that doesn't mean you eat too much vegetables there, it's no good. Howdy mazda. Omamar, tchoyel this millet, milk, is yofel b'shnayim, it's good for the teeth. The kosher of neimayim, it's very bad for the digestive system. Is maitakanta, what do you eat, sir? Nilasei, chew it. For nishdayu, don't swallow it, but spill it out. Smell is good for the teeth. Kosher thing it means it's very hard to chew. You have to exercise your teeth very good, so it's good for the exercise, but then spit it out, don't swallow it. Kareshin, the type of, I think there is horse beans, is kosher lishnayim, a kid that's bad for the teeth, v'yof of neimayim, maitakanta, what's the yetzer, lishakinu, cook it up, So now they don't have to chew it, you just swallow it down. Whatever you know, and you can swallow it down. You don't have to chew it, your teeth don't have to go near it, and you can swallow it down. Right, the kol yerek chai, kol yerek chai mer, a raw vegetable makes you pale. Om Rav Yitzchak v'sudu rishayna shel achar akoz. It only means if you had the bloodletting, your first sud yeet, then if you eat raw vegetables, it makes you pale. The Om Rav Yitzchak, kol oyechol yerek koydema b'shoyis, if you eat vegetables before the first four, during the first 4 hours of the day, is also a sapir memory. Not allowed to talk with him. My time of mishum recha. You know, when you eat it early in the morning, because they give you, you didn't eat a meal yet, so you're only eating vegetables, that's what stays inside you, when you start belching, but the reich will come out, so it's not nice. You shouldn't talk to people, because the smells will come out and make them eat. Trashi koi to my boy, shoyz, she'enu is man sud, it's not the time to eat yet a bread of good meal. For reich koshal of nayodim, then the smell comes out in a very bad. Ha'mesafim mima, it's bad for people to talk to you. It's because when your stomach is like empty, so if you just have these vegetables, the reich will come out, it's not going to be good. So you shouldn't talk to people. Yomer, that's one thing of Rabbi Yitzchak. Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, another locha. Also, Adam Shiyachol Yerachai, some, there's an Issa to eat raw vegetables, Koydama Beshoyz, before 4 hours of the day. Now, this is not much the time of talking to people, there's an Issa to do it. Could be there for the digestive system, shouldn't do it. Our name is the Maimon. Our name is Mazutra of Ravashi. Have the Yasu. They're sitting together. I saw Kamayo Yerek Chai Koydem Abishoyes. So they were meeting early in the morning, and they brought in front of them raw vegetables. Is our name of Ravashi Ochel? They ate from the raw vegetables. Or Mazutra Liochel? Omule. So they asked Mazutra, my Daitcha, what's the reason why you're not eating it? The Yomer of Yitzchak, because you heard of Yitzchak's first halacha, and he said, Koloichul Yerek Koydem Abishoyes. Whoever eats vegetables, the first route of the day, is also a sapir menu. You're not allowed to talk with that person. Why? Mishum Recha. Because you have bad smell comes out. So after you say, yes, Mazutra, Vuhanan, the Koachlinon, we are Mema. We just finished eating it. Vuhkomestinon Bahadon, and you are talking to us. So I said, you don't hold from this Issa. You shouldn't talk to somebody that ate out the bad smell. Because it was us, so you shouldn't talk with us. So if you hold this Mutta to talk, so why didn't you eat it? I hold up the other Rav Yitzchak. I don't hold this Nisas Recha. So Recha, if you want to, eat it. Yem doesn't want to smell you, he'll go away from you. I don't hold from that Issa. I hold from the second Issa. The Yom Rav Yitzchak, Osel Yodim Sheyach Yerachai Kodim Abishoyis. That was the second din. Stam, there's an Issa to eat it. Lav Davka of the Reach. The Stam, you should eat it. So therefore, he didn't want to eat it. Malocha, I'm not brought down. Right, the Kol Kotan Makim. Anything you eat that's unripe, it's no good for you, it will make your body unripe. Omer Rav Chisda, afilu gediyah bazuzah. Even if it's a kid that's worth a zuz, means a fat, a good animal, but since it's unripe yet, it's also no good. Trashi af bazuzah, kloima, shomen, a fat one, v'toyv sheshav zuzah, worth a zuz, still it's no good. Lo yamor no, the less pei revia, it didn't grow yet a fourth of its growth. Avlis pei revia, it grew a fourth of its growth, less than board, then there's nothing wrong to eat it. Right, the kol nefesh, meshav nefesh. What does that mean? Amra papa afilo gildeni de vegili. Rashi, unless they revia, shle godel ad revias, shle, didn't grow 1/4 yet. We're going, a tle, revias shal ayil. A tle is 1/4 of the growth of an ayil. Gedi, kle revias shal soya. Godel, vechen kol dover. So it's only, if it's less than a fourth grown, then it's no good to eat it. Gildeni deve gildeni dogen titanem oil. Eat very small fish. O mitsuyin vein hakanen. Bagim. It's nearby the swamps. The yain darkim agabi yosef. These are not unripe fish. They don't grow bigger. Avoda kotim. Minin da godl. For le godl roiva. Zel kotim akim. That's no good. You need a small fish that's eventually supposed to grow bigger. That before is no good. You need a small fish that after full growth, that's a healthy thing that's good for you. Right? The kolakorul neshas meshim et nefesh. Anything that's close to the nefesh is good. Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov Umka means from the neck. If you eat neck meat, that's very healthy. Trashi Tzavon, Mokim Vesa Shchitza, the Samach Alevel Amayim. It's near the heart where the nefesh was. Omer Le Rav Lishmayim. Rav told the Shamish, Ki Maisi Leyumtza, the Bisra, when you go and buy me meat, Torach Leyaisli, make Shabbat and buy me meat, Mehecha de Mekar Lovei Baruch. where it's very close to the place where they made the bracha on the shechita. So it's boiling meat near the neck. They make a shechita on the neck to make the bracha there. So boiling meat near that. Drashna by baruch. The mokim shebaruch was shom ala shechita. Kruv the muslim. Cabbage is good for filling. Utrad and refuah. And beets is good for refuah. But kruv the muslim in refuah loy. That is cabbage only good for filling and not for refuah. Vatanya. Shisha dvorim, there are six things. Merapin et tachirli. Heals up your sickness. Mechol you from your sickness. Refuasa refuah. Gemara is made, it's a good refuah. Agam, they say that if man is there, the refuah that says in the Gemara is not mukh, it's a good refuah. But that's vade, it was nishtana hateva. The guf are different. So when the Gemara says something is refuah, it's not mukh, it's refuah. It's no stira, it says it's not a refuah. Because it was a shinu aguf. When the Gemara finds at least there are six things that's refuah, and the Gemara is made, it's bodhik, it's a good refuah. They have a way, kruv, and they eat the cabbage, trad and beets, or may feet and drashi tavshol shalpulia, the dvash, the keva, eat the stomach of the animal, the hara, that's the placenta, drashi shavlad leitzavoy, the womb, the aseret hakovet, near the liver, drashi tavshol the kavda, there's meat right around the liver. These things are good. So you see, even kruv, cabbage is also good. Elaim the kruv aflamosim. Kruv is even, not only to fill you, not only to heal you, it's also good for muslim. Right, that we say for oil of labaya shalefa severus potaychi. It's no good if you have too much vegetables. But the more any, well, omalei rabba the shemayi, rabba told the shamish, he had his lift to the shukku, and you see this left as vegetables in the shuk. Lay tamely the my krochas rifta. Don't ask me, how am I going to eat it with, what type of bread? But go and buy it, because it's a good thing to have. Omrabaya mebli bosa. Avad, if you can take the vegetables and cook it with the meat, then it's good. But to eat the vegetables by itself, that's no good. Rashi mebli bosa. He kosher, without meat it's no good. Abu Gashmavashti in Basa Shaman Matish Koichan. The shaman is the fats of the meat, takes away the koich of the vegetable, then it's very good. Rabama Bliyain is only to eat it without wine, but with wine it's good the vegetables. Itma Rabama Bli Basa, that's when it's no good. Shmaloma Bli Aitsim. But as to mean if you don't cook it a lot, you don't use a lot of wood to cook the fire, then it's no good. But if you cook up the vegetables very good, then it's also good. Trashim Bli Aitsim, Shaina Shokaharbin. If you eat it without wine, then it's no good. But with wine, it'll be good. Omale Rabbele Rav Papa, Soidni. He's called Rav Papa Soidni. So on the side it says, Soidni is Lashon from Yirei Shemayim he was. You'll see, Soid Hashem Yirei. That's why he called him Soidni. Rashi learned Soidni, Baal Sheikha, tomorrow. He was a brewer. He used to make beer from dates. Rav Papa Moicha Sheikha Hoya. Rav Papa used to sell beer. He was a beer seller. So he told the Papa Saidni, his Russian brewer, Anan, Tarina Le Bibisra Bechamra. We eat our vegetables with meat and with wine. Of Austin, but you're a Papa, don't have any wine, you only have beer. The Nafish the Chulcham, we don't have enough wine. But my Tarisala, how do you eat your vegetables with? Malay Bitsiva, I eat it with wood. As he meant to say, I make a fire with the wood and I boil it up very good, then the vegetables are right. He heard the Beisud Rapapa, like the wife of Rapapa, Dosu the Mavashta, even after she cooked it, Tavra la betimne ufni pasir soisa. She made sure to use up eight woods from this pasir. Rashi. La gloi nofish bechul chamer, sheshosh a shecher at asem, you only drink beer, but my tavrisalu le koichish lefes, how do you take away the koichish lefes? Oifus fasaitsum, bekiish leitsum, pieces of wood, gedelus, and she uses a lot of pieces of wood to cook the vegetables. That was good. Tana da caught in maliach, a small salty fish. Tomim shum meimis. You know sometimes they kill you. It's not good to eat it. The shiva, the seventh day of the month. The shiva also, the 17th day of the month. Uve esrim the shiva, 27th. Rashi, tomim shum meimis. B'yelu hein, b'yoyim shiva, yomim michoser. Enough in the month. The seventh day after you salted it. It's a herring, a small sardine that you salted. The seventh day from the salting is no good to eat. Oibiyam Shivas, the 17th day. Oibiyam Shivas, the 27th day. The Yamrila, the Yesrim, the 23rd day. Loyam Maronella, the Motiv Le Moti. Where you cooked it a little bit, not too much, not too little. Abu Moti Shapir, less than both. If you cooked it well, it's fully edible now, then it's okay. Or the loy matzvi shap, even we didn't cook it enough. Le'mol nel le'shosa basa shichu. We didn't drink beer afterwards.
Have a shot about the shrikh less than bo. So these things are not so gay in my sign. Right. But I show you the mind with someone. The Mishnah says if you drink water for thirsty, you have to make a shakol, and your pastor said you had to make a burin of bushes. So the Gemara, la fuke mai. What does the Mishnah mean you drank water because you were thirsty? What else do you drink for? Ravidi baravin la fuke laman the chaknesei, or umtsa. Means you're choking, you have a bone in your mouth, you have something down your mouth, and now you want to.